Welcome to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 47. Welcome to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 47. I'm Dr. Jeff McQuillan from the Center for Educational Development, coming to you today from Los Angeles, California. Go to our website to find more information about this podcast at www.eslpod.com. Today's topic is taking a trip to New York. Let's go.
Hello.
Hey, Lucy. It's Jeff.
Hey, welcome back. How was your vacation?
Oh, it was great. The 7 days in New York was a blast.
Oh, yeah? Did you do any sightseeing or just visit with friends?
I got to do both, actually. First, I saw my friend Edmundo, who just moved there. He hadn't seen much of the city himself, so we went to all the tourist spots. We got a guidebook and went to the major museums, saw a play, went to a concert in Central Park, and took the Staten Island Ferry. We did all of this in a day and a half. It was a whirlwind, but we got to see a lot.
A day and a half? You guys must have been exhausted.
Yeah, we were. But the rest of my trip was pretty low-key. My friends, Pat and Billy, rented a car, and we took a road trip to upstate New York to visit some other friends of ours.
Did you have to stay over in a hotel along the way, or did you drive straight through?
We didn't bother with booking hotel rooms, so we just drove straight there. It wasn't that far.
How long did you stay there?
We were only there 2 days, and we drove back and got back last night. My flight was this morning at 8 a.m. The worst part of the whole trip was that my flight was canceled. I was rebooked onto another flight that had a 3-hour layover in Chicago. That was a major pain.
It sounds like it. Well, I'm glad you made it back okay. And you even have the weekend to rest up before work on Monday.
Yeah, I'll need it. I've got to catch up on my sleep. We just listened to a telephone conversation between Lucy and me about my trip to New York City. Lucy answered the phone by saying hello, which is the standard or common way to answer a phone in English, hello. And I said, hey, Lucy, it's Jeff. The expression hey here means the same as hello. And informally, a lot of people now particularly younger people, will say, hey, instead of saying hello. Not when you first answer the phone. You would not answer the phone by saying, hey. You would still say hello, but the other person could say, hey, Bob, or hey, Julie, instead of hello, Bob, or hello, Julie. I said that my trip to New York City was a blast. A blast means it was a lot of fun. It was very, very fun. Blast here is sort of an informal expression, but we use it to describe a party or a trip or an event that was a lot of fun. Lucy says, after I tell her about my trip being a blast, she says, oh yeah? That expression is very common in an informal conversation. It shows the other person that you're listening. It means the same as really. Someone says to you, for example, the price of gasoline is now $3 a gallon. And you say, oh yeah? Meaning, really? It's very common in conversation to hear that. I told Lucy that I went to visit my friend, Edmundo, and that we went to all the tourist spots. A tourist spot is a tourist place. The term spots here just means place or places. I said we had a guidebook. A guidebook, you probably know, is a book that tells you where the hotels are and the restaurants are and the tourist spots that you will want to see. It's also called a travel book or a travel guide book. We went to some museums, which you know, of course, are places where you see art and other things. We went to see a play. A play, of course, is a performance in the theater. And we went to a concert in Central Park. A concert, of course, is music that you listen to in a public place. Central Park is the largest park in New York City, very famous park, Central Park. It's in the middle of Manhattan, the island where New York City is located in part. I also said we took the Staten Island Ferry. There are five different sections of New York City. The main or most important downtown area is what we call Manhattan. That's the name of the island. But there's another island that is also part of New York City called Staten Island. And there is a famous ferry that goes between Manhattan and Staten Island. A ferry, then, is a boat that takes people and usually cars between two small or short distances. In Hong Kong, for example, there's a ferry between the island and the mainland or main part of it. And many countries have ferries that go out to an island that's close. I said that my trip was a whirlwind. A whirlwind here means it went very quickly. And we did many things in a small amount of time. Because it was a whirlwind, Lucy said that we must have been exhausted. She says, you guys must have been exhausted. We use guys here not to mean men, but to mean you all, you people, me and my friend. We can use the term guys to refer to just men, or we can use it to refer to men and women. It's an informal expression. To be exhausted means to be very tired. I'm exhausted. I worked all day. To be very tired. I mentioned that the rest of my trip was pretty low key. Low, L-O-W, key, K-E-Y, here means very relaxed, very calm. We sometimes use that to describe someone who is very calm. He's very low-key means he's very relaxed, he's very calm, he doesn't get excited easily. I said I went on a trip with my friends Pat and Billy, and that we rented a car and took a road trip to upstate New York. A couple of expressions there. To rent a car, you probably know, means to pay money so that you can drive a car from a company that rents cars. You can rent a car, you can rent a motorcycle, you can't rent a horse easily, but I suppose it's possible some places. A road trip is an expression that means we're going to be driving somewhere. I'm going to drive from Los Angeles to San Francisco. It's about a 5-hour road trip. Upstate New York is a part of New York that is north of New York City. So we say upstate New York, we mean something that is not in New York City. Lucy asked if we had to stay over in a hotel along the way, or did we drive straight through? To stay over means here to stop, spend the night, stay the night in a place. To sleep in a hotel, to stay over in a hotel. Along the way means along our path, along our route, on the way to something else. We are going to the beach, and along the way, we are going to stop and buy some soda and some food. To drive straight through means not to stop. I'm going to Phoenix next week. It's 8 hours from Los Angeles. I'm going to drive straight through means I'm not going to stop and stay overnight anywhere. I'm going to keep driving all in one day. I said to Lucy that I didn't bother booking hotel rooms. To book a room is to reserve a room. We use that term to book for a hotel. We also use it for a airplane ticket. I booked a ticket to New York means I reserved or I purchased, I bought a ticket. I said that there were only 2 days that we had to travel, and then we drove back and got back last night. To drive back means to come back, to return by car. And to get back means to arrive, to come back, to arrive back at a place. What time did you get back last night? Means what time did you return last night? I said that I had some problems on my way back, or my trip back to Los Angeles. First, my flight was canceled. To cancel a flight, an airplane flight, means that you no longer can take that airplane, that the airplane or the airline decides that it's not going to fly at that time. Generally speaking, to cancel something like an appointment or a flight means to not do something. I therefore had to rebook on to another flight. To rebook, of course, means to purchase or reserve again another flight or another airplane ticket. I said I had a 3-hour layover in Chicago. When you are traveling by airplane and you have to stop at another airport and wait before you continue flying to where you are going, we call that time that you have to wait a layover, all one word. For example, if I am going to fly to London from Los Angeles, I may have a layover in New York City. The flight, my airplane will stop in New York City and take some more people on board, and then we will fly on to London. That's a layover. The opposite of a layover when you are flying is a direct flight. I have a direct flight to Tokyo, means there are going to be no stops between here and Tokyo, no layovers. Of course, there isn't many places to stop between Los Angeles and Tokyo, other than Hawaii, perhaps, so that's a good thing. Finally, I said that my trip was a major pain. To say something's a major pain or simply a pain means it caused me a lot of problems. It caused me a lot of trouble. Lucy said in responding to my comment, "It sounds like it." The expression here, "it sounds like it," means I understand. I understand what you are saying. It's an expression we use in conversation. It's similar to, "oh yeah." It means I'm listening to you and I understand what you are saying. Someone may say, for example, "I had to work late last night. I got home and I was very tired. I was exhausted." And you say, "oh yeah, it sounds like it," meaning it appears that way. That's what you think as well. I said that, or Lucy said that she was glad I made it back okay. To make it back means to come back or to arrive back safely. To return safely. "What time did you make it back last night?" means the same as "what time did you return?" or "what time did you get back?" Notice that we use the word "back" a lot to mean return with a lot of different verbs. Finally, I said I have to rest up. Or Lucy said I had to rest up, and that I need to catch up on my sleep. To rest up means to get some sleep, to relax, to rest. The verb "to rest up" really means the same as "to rest," but like a lot of verbs that we see or hear in English, we add a preposition like up and over or back to add emphasis to that word. To catch up on my sleep means to get back some of the sleep that I am missing. I need to catch up on my sleep means I haven't slept very well in the last few nights, and now I need to sleep a lot so I feel rested. Well, we hope you feel rested and enjoyed our podcast today. We would love to hear from you. Email us at ESLPOD@ESLPOD.com and tell us who you are and where you are listening from. That's going to do it for today. I'm Jeff McQuillan from Los Angeles, California. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast.
ESL Podcast is produced by the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005.